Chapter 4 Visions and Phantasms. Luna Alone. Nurse Redheart makes tea. Discord bad. A guest in the night. Buckets as essential magical implements. A series of increasingly distressing tea parties. You're my faithful student. Twilight decides. A pressing need. Don't worry, little one. I'll always be here for you. Night fell over Canterlot. The moon had begun to wax, and so had its princess. She had begun the slow growth back to her full glory, and the ends of her mane faded from pale blue into a haze of starlights, which smoked and wavered weirdly against the darkening sky, one trying to blend into the other. Luna stood atop the tower of her quarters, staring into the setting sun. Alone. Whatever thoughts dwelt in her mind were dark indeed. Her face, so inclined to mysterious smiles and inscrutable glances, was wooden and stiff, her lips occasionally trembling to hint at a sneer or a grimace, or even something like a sob. Her eyes were glued to the distant horizon, where, with complete insensitivity to the princess's feelings, the sun insisted on setting. The poetry of the situation was making her ill. Orange, red, purple, midnight blue, fading to black. Her eyes blazed. Twilight, the princess murmured deep in thought. She continued watching for some time as the red disk of the sun slipped below the horizon. The sea of stars spread overhead, gleaming dully, so as not to disturb their mistress's thoughts. Twilight, Luna snarled. With a startling suddenness, the princess spread her wings wide and wrapped them around her like a cloak. With a vortex of shadowy power, she vanished into the night. Night descended onto Ponyville.
Twi-hun, please, you gotta tell us what happened.
Applejack tried to lift Twilight's face up to meet her gaze, but the unicorn's eyes kept drifting away into nothingness as she reclined limply on the library table. Twilight slumped forward again, eyes half closed, a stupid slack-jawed grin plastered across her features. Applejack frowned at Rarity, who shook her head sadly. It was getting worse. The elements of harmony were all present in the library, displaying various shades of distress. Pinky and Fluttershy sat together, one unusually quiet and the other in full-on comfort mode, her soft voice cooing gently to the pink pony. Rainbow Dash flitted nervously along the railings of the upper floor landings, muttering to herself, while Applejack, Spike, and Rarity sat near Twilight, watching for any sign of a meaningful response. "Stop bothering her, honestly," Nurse Redheart called from the kitchen. The doctor, who had tried to inspect Twilight, had retired for the night in frustration, unable to get a word out of the unicorn save for some nonsensical mumbling that sounded like apologies, completely at odds with her expression of terminal bliss. Similarly, they had been unable to move her from the library table, literally, somehow, unable to move her with anything short of three ponies pushing as hard as they could. In fact, the only thing that had gotten any real reaction out of her since Dice's arrival had been,
I've made some tea. Nurse Redheart pushed in a trolley with a battered tea set steaming on it, looking harassed. Rainbow Dash and Applejack spun to face her, eyes lit up in alarm. Wait! They shrieked. Twilight didn't even turn around, her horn just lit with magic power, tearing the trolley from Redheart's control. The nurse made to reach for it, but Rainbow Dash tackled her to the ground. Hey, what are you... Look, just trust me, okay? Dash said. The trolley and tea service atop it were suddenly crushed into a crude sphere, much smaller than any pony might have guessed it could be, which spun in the air for a moment to universal fascination before being hurled out of a second-story window with force. Applejack sighed. Dash, you better go catch it before it lands on some pony. The Pegasus nodded eagerly and tore off out the window with a little salute. What was that? Nurse Redheart was still huddled on the ground, looking terrified. Fluttershy reached a hoof down to her, smiling gently.
That happened when Rarity made tea earlier, too, she said. We're not, totally sure why.
The nurse pony accepted Fluttershy's help up, her normally unflappable attitude failing her. Unicorns are always a problem. She shook her head ruefully. Look, it's clear that you all have your hooves on this better than we do. The other ponies gave her an incredulous look. Nurse Redheart frowned at them. Come on, you six are always dealing with this kind of thing, weird magic stuff. This is way outside our realm of expertise, so if anything medical happens, just come get us, okay? There's only so much we can do when we can't find anything wrong with her except that she won't talk to anyone. Keep her calm. Let her come to in her own time. The nurse gave them all a curt nod and took her leave. The room fell silent again, every pony caught in an agony of confusion and doubt. Of course they were used to dealing with weird magic stuff, but it was usually Twilight doing the dealing. Dash had been first on the scene and the last to hear anything from Twilight that wasn't a vague expression of confusion or a weird snatch of apology. Rarity and Scootaloo had been only the briefest moment behind her, and while Scootaloo summoned the other elements and the doctor, Rarity and Rainbow Dash had experimented with different ways to provoke a response from her. The only notable success of their efforts being the destruction of a particularly fine gilded tea service, which was now lodged somewhere in the southern fields of Sweet Apple Acres. Spike had scrambled up from his basement lair as they did this. He had been sleeping off the remainder of the Apple family's best and had not been immediately conscious of what the loud sounds he had heard were. He now sat very quietly near Twilight, having said extremely little, most of which had been hopeless statements to the tune of, I should have been there, in miserable tones of guilt. Got it, right over the rail station, Rainbow Dash said, proudly reappearing at the window. She vanished from the window and entered through the door. It had taken Twilight several years to break her of the habit of arriving in the library through windows, but the training had set in deep. I still can't believe the princess would do something like this to Twilight. I still refuse to believe that the princess did this on purpose, Rarity sniffed, if she had anything to do with it at all. Despite her firm tone, she seemed deeply troubled. Rainbow Dash rolled her eyes. Oh, give me a break, Rarity. Of all ponies, you should be on my side here. I mean, what did she do to you, huh? Do you know? The Pegasus flitted nearby, waving an accusatory hoof in Rarity's face. The unicorn stared at it warily. Maybe you don't know, because your mind's all screwed up now. Enough! Applejack stamped a hoof, making a huge clap on the floor. Y'all are having the same argument y'all have been having all day. Hey, I'm just saying, if some pony hadn't stopped me from getting here faster, maybe things would be different. Dash shot Rarity a dirty look, making Rarity sniff haughtily. Yeah, and we'd be fretting about Rainbow Dash lying there drooling too. Applejack gave her friend a wry grin. They didn't make Twine Archmage for being a good librarian, I'll tell you that much, and she's a darn good librarian. Dash scowled, but said nothing. Instead of us barking each other up trees, let's put it out there that we're all scared, okay? Applejack gave Dash a sympathetic look, even if we're all dealing with it in our own way. I'm not scared, Dash huffed. I'm angry. Come on, don't you guys want to get to the bottom of this?
Dashy, you're the scaredest of us all,
Pinkie Pie said, her voice tinged with an unusual streak of nervousness. Your wings are all poof, kerfuffle. Rainbow Dash quickly glanced back at her wings and saw that they were indeed all kerfuffle. Giving Applejack and Rarity's smug grins a sour look, she stretched and waved them a few times until her feathers fell into their proper place. Don't get weird ideas. She tossed her head up in the air with arrogant pride. I'm just upset, is all okay? Every pony looked around at each other awkwardly. Dash's bravado, usually a source of quiet amusement, had sounded even more false and hollow than it usually did. It's really bad this time, isn't it? Spike whispered. Like Discord bad. No pony wanted to answer, but they all thought the same thing. It was at least Discord bad. And when things were this bad in the past, it had always been Twilight Sparkle leading the way, head held up proudly, and voice bursting with enthusiasm and confidence. And standing behind her was the Sun Princess, always hinting, but never quite stating, that no matter how dark things got, the dawn would come again. But now, that situation was completely reversed. The ponies found Dash's threatening implications about their princess falling on unusually receptive ears. Dark visions poked their fell heads out of the depths of their imagination. Memories of the lost princess gone bad they'd seen mixed with the rare, but all too unforgettable displays of Celestia's immortal power in a very natural way. Too natural. Every pony realized how pointless it was to think it, but they couldn't help reflecting that Twilight would have known what to do. She would have remembered a scrap of ancient lore, or had a colleague researching the topic, or at the very least would have known what book to read. Spike had pulled down several thick grimoires that might have been about magically induced illness based on their titles, but only about half of each page had been words any pony recognized, and the illustrated diagrams hadn't been anything any pony wanted to let their minds linger on just then. The room had shared a collective vision of Twilight, surrounded by a swirling halo of books and scrolls, referencing and cross-referencing effortlessly, pages flying madly. So what now? Night had fallen in earnest over Ponyville now. The windows of the library were little pools of blackness. Aloysius stirred on his perch upstairs, and with a quiet hoo hoo, bid the ponies good night and vanished into the gloom.
Heavens to hooves, it's dark. What's the weather supposed to be like tonight, Dash?
Applejack looked up at the window the owl had departed from.
It was so lovely last night. The sky was almost purple. The stars were so bright.
Dash waved a hoof vaguely.
Oh, they never tell me anything anymore, she said, trying very hard to sound dismissive.
Applejack raised an eyebrow.
What, you want me to go poke my head out and spitball it or something? You'd be the one to know, don't you think?
Dash favored her friend with an irritable look, but leaped to a second-floor window.
Looks clear to me, but it is dark out there. I can barely see across the plaza.
Let's see. Agh! Spike belched hugely, a burst of green fire singeing Applejack and Rarity's manes as they leapt out of the way with a yelp.
A black scroll appeared, and he deftly snatched it from the air, a practiced flick of his thumb talon slicing the blue wax seal neatly in half. He unrolled it and held it in front of himself.
"Spike!" Rarity snapped, reappearing from under the table. "What was..."
Spike said, his face even more anxious than it already was, if that were at all possible.
"We're about to have a visitor."
A furious gale whipped through the library. The doors and windows slammed open with a bang, eliciting terrified squeaks from Fluttershy and Pinky, who huddled together against the biting cold of the wind. Rainbow Dash, hovering near a window, was thrown backwards with a squawk of surprise, tumbling head over hooves into the railing of the second-floor landing. All the candles in the tree went out, filling the room with pitch black, the dim starlight only adding weird texture to the darkness. The wind seemed to have a cruel mind of its own, swirling and howling in the library, pulling books and scrolls off their shelves into a vicious whirlwind. For a moment, before it passed with a soul-chilling moan.
"Every pony stay calm now,"
Applejack shouted over the nervous sounds coming from around the room.
"Spike, can you give us some light?"
Yeah.
He groped round in the dark for the candlestick he'd heard rolling near his head. He brought it up to his lips and with care breathed a gentle little green flame onto the wick.
"Okay, got it," he began, looking up.
"Where is she?" Princess Luna asked, her voice a shard of ice from deepest space. Her face was inches from his, staring at him over the little candlelight. Each word was spoken as if it were a cold iron spike being driven into the ground. Spike cried out in alarm, stumbling backwards and fumbling the candle, which flipped end over end in the air. It was halted by a little burst of blue magic suspending it in midair. Around the room, every candle bloomed a little blue flame, burning coldly in the still chilly library. In the sudden light, every pony stared at her at her place at the head of the table in horrified awe. By blue candlelight, Luna seemed ghostly and dreadful, standing proudly at the head of the fine table that dominated the library floor, wings outstretched like great plumes of shadow, the mistress of the night, on full, terrible display.
"I would have words with the Archmage," said the Princess of the Moon.
"Where is Twilight Sparkle, She spoke quietly, drawing out the words of the question in a dusky whisper. It was almost pleasant to listen to. The ponies were like mice, appreciating the sound of a purring cat. Despite themselves, despite their memories of her bright laughter and deep, passionate friendship, the ponies found themselves terrified of Luna, even as she spoke with icy calm, no open threat on her tongue. She had been practicing being frightening every year, after all, and had gotten extremely good at it. Princess Luna set the candle down and looked around slowly.
"Sing out, my little ponies. Am I not your beloved princess?"
She began prowling around the edge of the table slowly, looking down her face at the other ponies haughtily.
"Princess or not, you have a lot of nerve showing up like this,"
Rainbow Dash snarled, leaping from a pile of debris.
"Dash, you calm down right now,"
Applejack shouted over the brash Pegasus' threatening voice.
"Princess, we're friends. We're all friends here. Just... every pony calm down, okay?"
Do not presume to command me, the princess hissed, her voice now harsh and vicious. Not even thou, Applejack, not now.
Princess, please,
Fluttershy said, stepping forward timidly.
You're scaring us.
The princess snapped her attention to the trembling Pegasus, holding her in a baleful gaze. Fluttershy swallowed, but returned the frozen glare with an expression of as much courage as she could muster. In the furious ice-blue eyes, Fluttershy recognized an immensely powerful creature driven mad with fury by fear and impotence, like a bear driven out of its home by some ferocious monster deep in the ever-free forest. She gave the princess a nervous but genuine smile of sympathy. They held each other's gaze for a lifetime of heartbeats. It was Luna who broke contact first, looking away from her friend with a shamed expression. She closed her eyes and sighed, heavily, her wings folding to her sides and her stance softening. The candles began burning a merry amber, filling the room with warm light, which seemed to return the early summer warmth to the library as well. Outside, stars burned the heavens blue once again, twinkling merrily in the sky.
Thank you,
Fluttershy said quietly. Luna nodded, not looking up, taking great deep breaths. The princess waved her head irritably, and the books and scrolls leapt back into place, followed by various artifacts and curios Twilight had on display. With ill grace, she stepped forward and collapsed into one of the rosewood chairs, not meeting any pony's eyes, embarrassment and anxiety warring on her features. Now what was that all about? Rainbow Dash began, but stifled herself, as Luna's eyes flashed to hers, her gaze harsh and penetrating like sapphire lances. How about you just stay quiet, Dash? Applejack gave the Pegasus a sharp look. Fluttershy stepped up to Luna.
Princess, I think you need to tell us what's the matter, she said gently, putting a hoof on the princess's shoulder.
Luna started, startled at the sudden contact. But Fluttershy's compassionate smile was about the most non-threatening thing in the universe. The moon princess appeared to melt, looking sullen and anxious.
I need to speak with Twilight Sparkle, Luna grumbled.
Her displeasure at being dependent on another pony was painted broadstroke across her features.
Things go ill with my sister.
Things go ill with Twilight as well, Princess, Rarity said, getting to her hooves.
Luna looked at her curiously.
What do you mean?
Maybe you ought to see for yourself, Applejack said. She fell down over here.
Luna rose and trotted over to where Twilight lay, moaning quietly. Applejack strained at her until she had rolled the unicorn onto her back. The smile was gone, but her expression was still distant and limp.
Luna recoiled, eyes wide, bringing a hoof up in front of her chest, as if to ward off a blow.
Do you know what's wrong with her, Princess? Spike asked anxiously.
Luna's eyes flitted across the unicorn, a grimace spreading across her face.
Oh, sister, Luna whispered.
Dash turned on Rarity.
I told you the princess did something to her.
Will you act with some decorum for once in your life, honestly?
Rarity sniffed.
In a way, Rainbow Dash has seen to the heart of the issue, Luna said, but she gave the Pegasus a dark glare despite this.
Only my sister could have done something like this, especially to Twilight Sparkle.
What, is it like some special magic or
something of that nature? Yes, Luna looked off into the distance.
This is worse than I thought. I've been so...
She shook her head, looking pained.
Is something wrong with Princess Celestia?
Fluttershy asked.
Luna shook her head. We shall discuss that when I have revived Twilight Sparkle. She trailed off, looking at nothing in particular, tapping a hoof in front of her absently. Every pony stood around, watching the princess nervously.
I shall need a bucket, Luna said finally.
The rest of the room shared a look of total mystification.
A bucket?
Spike's face screwed up in confusion. His little reptile eyes slipped back and forth nervously.
I've never heard of any magic using a bucket.
Well, except for that sandcastle spell. That was pretty cool. I mean, whoosh, towels everywhere, I tell you. But I don't see how it would help here. I mean, no sand.
See, what I thought you would want is...
Spike, dear, you're babbling. Rarity put a hoof around his shoulders, having to rise onto her hind legs to reach high enough. He gave her a grateful smile.
Yeah, I guess. I'll go get a pail from the garden.
He lumbered off out the door.
The bucket will be essential, Luna said absently,
straining against the weird localized gravity that was affecting Twilight. The princess raised Twilight back up onto the table, Applejack and Pinkie Pie guiding the unicorn into a position of relative comfort as best they could.
Has she responded to anything happening in the real world?
Nothing.
Pinkie Pie waved her arms around wildly, making gestures to match her explanation.
We tried talking to her, singing to her, telling jokes to her, reading stories to her, putting gummy on her head, putting Aloysius on her head, reading letters to her. Dashie even wanted to kiss her, but Rarity and Applejack wouldn't let her.
Behind the pink pony, Dash blushed into Luna's raised eyebrow.
Ooh. Except the tea sets. She really hates tea sets. Smash. Zoom.
Smashing them with magic. Really? Luna stared back down at Twilight. The goofy, slack smile had returned, and her lips were moving wordlessly. Luna seemed pleased.
Good.
Good?
Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie said, giving each other a confused look. Luna's smile faded.
Well, it might be good, perhaps, if we're lucky.
Every pony looked at each other anxiously. The door opened and Spike returned, holding a large, beaten-up metal bucket.
Got it?
Very well. Stand there, please. I'll need that in a second. Luna nodded to him.
Every pony, please step back.
Ooh, because of magic?
Pinkie crooned. Behind her, Fluttershy covered her muzzle with her hooves. Luna gave her an uncomfortable look.
In a manner of speaking, yes, she said.
The princess closed her eyes, took a deep breath, and gently tapped Twilight's forehead with her horn. There was a sound like some pony tapping the edge of a wine glass, and then...
Sweet herbal tea pooled in the cup.
Celestia and Twilight Sparkle gratefully sniffed the plume of steam that rose from it, smiling at each other, each taking a small amount of simple joy in the little ritual.
Isn't this nice? Celestia said.
Yes, extremely nice.
I'm so glad that we had time to sit down for some tea, Twilight said.
I'm also glad, my faithful student, very glad.
Good. Yes, good. I'm so glad.
They sipped the tea in perfect synchrony. Around them, Canterlot Gardens was totally silent, its normal buzz of natural activity hushed, as all existence stilled to allow Celestia and her precious beloved Twilight Sparkle to have a moment to just sit together.
Did I mention I'm very proud of you? Celestia asked.
No, you didn't, Twilight replied. Are you?
Yes, very proud. You're my faithful student.
I am.
That's so great. Just great. Yes.
They sipped the tea again in perfect unison. Luna stared.
Oh, Princess Luna, Twilight said, not looking around. So nice of you to join us.
Yes, sister. How nice of you to join us. I'm so pleased. Celestia smiled more broadly than Luna had ever seen her, even in the old days.
So sorry to intrude, Luna said, stepping forward. She sat at the table between Celestia and Twilight, who didn't take their eyes off each other.
Would you care for some tea? Twilight asked, summoning a cup and filling it without waiting for an answer.
Thank you. Luna eyed it carefully.
Luna, did you know I'm very proud of Twilight? Celestia said.
Are you?
Oh, yes, Twilight replied. She just told me, and I believe her.
Luna nodded slowly. A thought occurred to her. She doubted it would work, but
you may have mentioned this in the past, sister. What was it you were telling me just the other day?
Celestia frowned, looking puzzled.
I'm sorry, I don't remember just now.
Really?
Wasn't it something about Twilight's research?
I often speak of Twilight's research.
I am, after all, very proud of it. Celestia beamed at Twilight, who grinned and blushed.
How strange. You seemed so enthusiastic.
Celestia looked troubled.
Twilight turned to Luna. Stop bothering her. She's ill, you know.
Worse than you think, Luna said pointedly. She stared at Twilight, who regarded her impassively.
Celestia started making strange, strangled noises.
I think you should leave, Twilight said calmly. You're upsetting the princess.
Sweet herbal tea pooled in the cup. Celestia and Twilight Sparkle gratefully sniffed the plume of steam that rose from it, smiling at each other, each taking a small amount of simple joy in the little ritual. The two shared a little salute and sipped the tea. Not in harmony this time, just naturally as anything. They smiled to each other the quiet, knowing smile of two ponies whose relationship is such that they don't even need to speak to express total affection. Around them, Canterlot Gardens buzzed with life and activity in the midday sun.
Good afternoon, sister, Celestia said, breaking eye contact with Twilight to address the newcomer.
Luna stepped out of the undergrowth. And to you, I see Twilight is here as well.
You seem unhappy to see her.
Luna cocked her head.
I wouldn't say that.
Is there something you wanted, Princess? Twilight asked nervously.
No, not.
Then why are you here?
Sweet herbal tea pooled in the cup. Celestia and Twilight Sparkle gratefully sniffed the plume of steam that rose from it, smiling at each other, each taking a small amount of simple joy in the little ritual. The golden halls of Celestia's rooms in Canterlot gleamed around them.
I was so glad you could attend the conference, Twilight, Celestia said, although it pains me to tear you away from things in Ponyville.
Twilight blushed.
Anything for you, Princess, she said bashfully.
Not much was happening anyways.
This is a memory, isn't it? Luna said, appearing out of a shadow nearby.
Or at least part of one. I can't change things.
You're very clever.
Celestia stirred.
Luna, what are you?
Quiet, you, Luna snapped.
Don't talk to Princess Celestia that way. Twilight leapt to her feet. I don't know how you return, Nightmare Moon, but I won't let you harm the princess.
Nightmare Moon? What?
Luna looked down. A familiar set of silver armor adorned an ebon black body. She looked up, fury lit white hot in her eyes. "Twilight Sparkle, what have you done?" But a familiar rainbow wave was already descending on her. Sweet herbal tea pooled in the cup. Celestia and Twilight Sparkle gratefully sniffed the plume of steam that rose from it, smiling at each other, each taking a small amount of simple joy in the little ritual. Around them, early evening in Canterlot Gardens was greeted by a symphony of crickets. "Enough!" Luna roared, bursting out of the undergrowth. "Enough, Twilight!" "What? What did I do?" "Not you," Luna snapped. "Her." She pointed a hoof at a shrubbery, which burst in a shower of leaves. Another Twilight was crouching there, hooves raised as if manipulating something, an expression of total shock on her face. She chuckled nervously. Celestia and the first Twilight stared. "Well?" Luna stared at the second Twilight furiously. "Ah." The second Twilight grinned broadly and waved a hoof. Sweet herbal tea pooled in the cup. Celestia and Twilight Sparkle gratefully sniffed the plume of steam that rose from it. "Rah!" Princess Luna leapt into a patch of undergrowth nearby, landing heavily on something which grunted under her weight. "It's nice to see your sister getting really excited about pest control," Twilight said. "She's always been so enthusiastic about her work," Celestia replied, sipping the tea. "It's really one of her more endearing qualities." Luna's head rose from the undergrowth, looking annoyed. "What?" she said, turning back to whatever she was sitting on in the brush. "Really?" "Get off of me," Twilight's voice squealed from underneath her. The Twilight who was sitting with Celestia looked over at the sound in alarm. Celestia sipped her tea. "Enough of this, Twilight," Luna growled, hauling the unicorn into the air with magic. The Twilight at the table looked to Celestia in terror. The alicorn shrugged and calmly sipped her tea again. "Your friends are terrified, and it's not going to get any better until you stop indulging it." "Let me go, let me go." There was a burst of purple light, and the real Twilight fell awkwardly to the ground, rolling to her hooves as best she could. Luna looked at her, a mix of irritation and grudging admiration on her face. "I am nearly as strong here as I can be, and yet," she shook her head, "you really are something special." "Thank you," Twilight grumbled. "And yet you allow yourself to be taken in so easily." "I really hope you didn't think she'd fall for something that obvious," Celestia said, not looking up from her tea. "Honestly, sister, show some effort." Sweet herbal tea pooled in the cup, which shattered, spraying hot liquid all over Celestia and Twilight. They reared up, gasping and spitting. "Twilight Sparkle," Luna said, floating out of the sky on even wing beats, magic world madly around every word. "A word, if you please." "Yes, princess," the Twilight at the table chirped, then covered her mouth with a hoof. "Not you," Luna sighed, rolling her eyes. She glanced around the gardens, huffing irritably. "Twilight, show yourself." "No," came a voice from everywhere and nowhere. Luna groaned. "You're behaving like a fool." "It's my mind," the voice replied with forced nonchalance. "I can do what I like." "Not when it means rolling around on your library table drooling," Luna snapped. "Drooling? Yes." "Ew." "Yes," Luna continued, casting about, looking for the wayward unicorn. "Come out, Twilight. You know as well as I that this isn't healthy." Silence. The Twilight and Celestia on the ground had resumed their tea, pouring the steaming liquid into non-existent cups and smiling at each other as it pooled on the table. Luna took long breaths in and out, trying to calm herself. "At least she wants me here," Twilight said. "Oh, don't be petulant," Luna said irritably. "It doesn't suit you. You're far too intelligent for this." "Look at that. It's perfect. Mentor and student taking time for each other. Why wouldn't I want that? Twilight's voice mewled miserably. I had it once.
Luna looked at the two figures pouring tea onto the table.
Besides the obvious.
Shut up. You did that.
There was a weird moment of distortion and the mess was gone. Celestia and Twilight chatting merrily over perfect cups of tea.
Despite herself, Luna chuckled.
Twilight, you know that's in the past now. It can't be that way anymore.
It can, the voice sobbed, if I'm good enough.
Twilight, why do you want things to be like this? Luna asked. She closed her eyes. Do you always want to be a little filly, following after my sister, hanging on her every word?
Why not?
Luna grimaced. Stop it. You know you deserve better. You know you can dream of better, even if you don't let yourself remember.
The silence that responded was decidedly sullen.
I certainly hope you didn't think you could force yourself to forget your dreams every night without me noticing, Twilight, Luna said, smiling just a little. There was no response, but there was a subtle change in the flow of the dream. Luna allowed herself to descend to the ground and with ease felt her way about the change. She closed her eyes and focused on the images around her, trying to see through Twilight's perceptions and latch onto the ultimate abstract forms at their root. It was hard to keep a hold on them. Twilight's mind was putting up a fight, more than a reflexive defense any pony's mind did against this sort of intrusion. Twilight was good, a powerful mage with a disciplined mind, and Luna found herself struggling to keep up.
Twilight Sparkle, she said, you know it pains me to see you doing this to yourself.
Then stop watching.
Sweet herbal tea poured from the china kettle, spilling upwards neatly and vanishing into the sky. Celestia and Twilight sniffed the empty air, taking a small amount of pleasure in the familiar ritual.
This is just a story you've been telling yourself, Twilight, said a hedge.
It burst into a shower of leaves, which spun and whirled madly into the shape of Princess Luna, spitting out a stick.
And I'll thank you to never do that again.
Just leave me alone, Twilight moaned. The voice came from around a corner in the hedges. Luna stepped forward, ignoring the seated pair, and peered around the bushes. Twilight Sparkle, the real one, was huddling there, her face a portrait of mystery, her horn lit furiously. Luna looked to the seated pair, and it became apparent what Twilight was manipulating. They were crude wooden marionettes of herself and Celestia, jabbering and clacking insanely, their voices harsh rasps. She looked back to Twilight, whose hooves were now clearly laden and bound with puppet strings, each being precisely controlled with magic. Luna considered Twilight for some time. The unicorn looked up at her nervously now and again, her attention focused on the puppet show. The Celestia puppet was heaping praise on the Twilight puppet, who received it gratefully over and over again.
May I speak with the part of you that knows what's going on is unhealthy, please? Luna asked nonchalantly.
Twilight gave her an acid look.
Which part would that be? The part who can't do anything right? The part who can't keep everyone happy? The part who's a failure?
The part that's been crushing tea sets in the waking world? Luna lay down next to Twilight.
The part that is, in fact, you, not the little filly letting her emotions run wild.
Twilight looked away ashamed. Luna held the unicorn in an imperious gaze for a time,
noticing with growing unease the way that the strings danced and tugged at Twilight's limbs, even now that Twilight had stopped manipulating them. "I suspect, my friend, that this is very comfortable for you," Luna said, as if it weren't important. She looked off into the distance, where the silhouettes of passing birds flew backwards across a purple sky, suspended by a thin black line. "May I ask why you feel you need comfort?" The unicorn remained silent. "Twilight, you know, it really makes me crazy when you try to act like her," Twilight said, not looking up. With remarkable prescience, Luna bit her lower lip and the snap reply that had leapt to her tongue with it. She closed her eyes, breathed out slowly, calming herself. "Thank you for telling me, but I suspect you were just trying to get on my nerves. Did it work?" "Very much so." "Good." Luna snapped a hoof down in front of her, thumping against the earth of Canterlot Gardens. "Enough of this petulance. I'm trying to make this easy on you." "Not interested." The princess again paused, stretching one wing, then the other, then her neck, in the slow way Celestia had taught her. It never seemed to work as well for Luna. "I'm tired of fighting you, and you know I'll win eventually, so just stop. We don't have time for this." Something in her tone, perhaps the very frankness of the statement from the reflexively mercurial princess, made Twilight look up. Sullen defiance was naked on her features, and her eyes were tired and heavy-lidded, but the light of wary concern was lit deep in them. "What do you mean?" "I've been foolish," Luna admitted, though it was through her teeth. "Celestia's been even more foolish, and you're here being as foolish as it's possible to be." "How have you been foolish?" Luna gave her a sharp look, to Twilight's smug satisfaction. "I'll explain later. You're the one we need to worry about at the moment." "Worry?" Twilight looked away airily. "I'm fine. Just enjoying happy memories." She gave the marionettes a complicated series of tugs, and the teacups lifted and poured themselves down the front of the wooden Celestia and Twilight. The all too recent memory of Celestia gazing off into the distance over Sweet Apple Acres, her face pained, enjoying similarly happy memories, occurred to the princess. "These aren't memories anymore, Twilight," Luna said. "Sure they are." Twilight shook her head, looking upwards in a theatrical display of summoning a memory. "This was the evening after I managed to keep myself invisible in front of the entire court for a whole session, standing in front of Princess Celestia, where every pony was sure to see me. Even the guards didn't notice." "And how old were you at the time?" Twilight scowled at Luna. "Okay, so maybe I'm changing things a bit. It's immaterial whether they are or are not totally legitimate memories at this point, actually." Luna raised an eyebrow. "Those chains are my main concern." "Chains? What are you talking about?" Twilight raised her hooves. Huge, rusty manacles bound her limbs, and as she leapt in sudden terror, a sudden yank at her neck made her aware of a previously unsuspected collar. "Oh, dear, you really did think you were in control here, didn't you?" Luna inspected a hoof carefully, sounding bored. "What is this? What did you do?" Twilight grunted as the chains began to pull and yank in time with the movements of the gruesome marionettes, which clacked and gibbered horribly. Luna rolled her eyes. "You know very well that all I did was talk. You'd know if I had changed something. Stay calm, please." "Calm? This is torture." Luna looked up at Twilight's horn, which was still glowing fiercely.
Yes, it is. I can barely stand to deal with you when you're like this.
Twilight stammered.
What's going on?
Like I said, my sister has been foolish, Luna said in her apathetic voice. But you've been even more foolish for some time now.
So you keep telling me,
Twilight managed as the Celestia puppet spread a wing, yanking Twilight's right hind leg awkwardly. Luna ignored her and looked out at the marionettes, which were nattering and clacking madly.
Honestly, a tea party?
Twilight managed to look hurt despite her predicament.
Yes,
I suppose my sister's fondness for the wretched stuff would rub off on you over the years, Luna said mildly.
Are you just trying to annoy me or... Ow! What?
Luna grinned. I do love a captive audience.
Ha, ha.
Twilight grunted under the strain from another pull from the marionettes.
Are you going to help me? Or what?
All right, all right. Luna observed the situation for a while longer. You've been replaying this in your head for the last few hours, Twilight. It's a comforting scenario for you, one you've thrown yourself into wholeheartedly. The chains rattled, and Twilight gave a strangled cry of pain as they constricted.
See? You're feeling a bit threatened, binding yourself to the fantasy.
Twilight struggled with the chains, whimpering and snorting in fear. They bit at her hooves painfully.
You know very well that physical action is somewhat pointless without accompanying mental effort here, Twilight, Luna said calmly.
Just relax and think.
About what?
Why you're here.
I'm pretty upset at the moment, don't you think?
Luna gave her a cool glance.
Here, Twilight, you came here for comfort.
Why Celestia? Why tea? Why not Rainbow Dash?
She seemed to think kissing you would help you wake up.
Have you been reading her fairy tales, perhaps?
Twilight blushed into Luna's sly little grin.
The point stands, Twilight. Why not your friends?
Because... Twilight trailed off, ceasing her struggles against the chains.
They fell slack, no longer tugging at her as she mastered herself.
Because it... It's about them, kind of.
Oh. There was an expectant quality to the hush which followed this. Luna occasionally gave the mare next to her a cool glance, but said nothing.
Twilight looked around, her face cycling through expressions rapidly.
It was Dash, leaving for the Wonderbolts, Twilight said eventually. Her voice was quiet.
Would this be related to her beliefs about kissing?
Luna gave Twilight another wily look.
Have you been keeping secrets?
No, nothing like that. That was just...
Twilight blushed again, deep crimson, and shook her head.
It's just... She's a charismatic pony, isn't she? Everything she does is big and bold. Colorful, just like her.
The chains leading to the puppets were still, and the marionettes themselves were twitching weirdly now that Twilight wasn't jerking along in proper time.
Luna gave them a wary look.
Her absence scared me a little. Everything seemed less bright.
Luna nodded.
And then Rarity's career took off, Twilight continued.
Not that I resented it, of course. What kind of a friend would I be then? I mean, I suggested half of it.
But she's gone all the time now. All over Equestria, and she drags Fluttershy with her half the time. And Applejack has been so busy as sheriff.
Things change. changed," Luna nodded. "It's hard, Twilight. It always is."
"I just wanted something I could hold on to," the unicorn said sadly.
Something that made me..." She waved her hooves, and the Celestia puppet hugged the Twilight puppet clumsily.
"Something that made me special."
Princess and prisoner sat together in silence for a while. Twilight made a sound that might have been a suppressed sob. Eventually, Luna began speaking carefully.
"Was it my sister who..."
"I was her first student in 1,000 years, Twilight snapped. Luna let this rudeness pass.
"And?"
"What do you mean, and?" Twilight huffed.
"Oh, don't be like that, Twilight." Luna gave Twilight a patronizing look.
"Twilight, even if she hadn't taken you as a student, you would have been an exceptional pony. That much is obvious."
"But she did," Twilight huffed.
Luna rolled her eyes.
"Very well, very well. So your life is changing again in a way you find unpleasant, and you need something to hold on to. So why not hold on to Celestia, yes? She is, after all, the immortal princess who was your constant guiding light in life up until you moved to Ponyville."
"Yes."
"But she's not there."
Twilight turned her head away.
"Yes."
"Why?"
Twilight said nothing, but trembled a little. Luna spread a wing over her, and Twilight curled into it.
"Twilight." "Because I wasn't good enough," Twilight murmured. She sniffled a little.
Luna smiled gently and gave Twilight a little squeeze with her wing.
"Twilight, you know that isn't true. If I was a good enough student, she wouldn't have abandoned me. I mean, she..."
Twilight trailed off.
Why would she leave me otherwise? What reason could she have had?"
The unicorn looked up at Luna.
"Did I do something wrong?"
Luna considered this.
"Not exactly, Twilight."
"What does that mean?"
"It means what it means, Twilight. Things have gotten very confused between yourself and my sister. I confess that I own some of the blame. I should have acted sooner when I realized what was happening."
Twilight, despite her sniffles, gave Luna a suspicious look.
"What do you mean, what is happening?"
"I'm not entirely sure anymore," Luna said with a sigh.
Twilight huffed and shook off Luna's embrace.
"Then why are you here bothering me? Go find out."
Luna frowned. "Celestia needs you, Twilight."
"The princess has made it fairly clear," Twilight said imperiously, "that she doesn't need me anymore."
Luna groaned. Being the wise and mysterious sister was turning out to be an incredible hassle.
"I'll tell you what she doesn't need anymore," Luna said flatly. "What she doesn't need is another subject.
Another groveling little pony kissing her hooves and promising to dance to whatever tune my sister sees fit to play."
Luna raised her hooves in front of herself and danced them back and forth as she said this, her tone mocking.
"Being obedient is a sign of maturity."
"Dear Princess Celestia," Luna began in a snide voice.
Twilight's brow furrowed.
"How dare you?"
"Quiet. I'm trying to get it word for word," Luna said, smiling nastily.
"Ahem.
Dear Princess Celestia, my friend Applejack is the best friend a pony could ever have, and she's always there to help any pony. The only trouble is, when she needs help, she finds it hard to accept. So while friendship is about giving of ourselves to friends, it's also about accepting what our friends have to offer. Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle."
"How was that?" Luna asked, smiling innocently. Twilight had winced through the whole thing. "What does that have to do with anything, and how?" Luna inspected a hoof idly. "I suppose you could say I was your faithful student, Twilight. I never have thanked you. I'm sorry." Her tone was as inscrutable as ever, but something in her eyes told Twilight that a frightened Luna, newly restored, had hungrily pored over some letters her sister had given her from time to time in order to learn about the new Equestria she had found herself in. Twilight blushed, but kept her defiant look. "I still don't see what that has to do with. Think about it. What does Applejack have to do with this?" Luna rolled her eyes. Twilight was just being difficult to spite her now. "Describe my sister in a word, Twilight." "Perfect," Twilight snapped. "Oh?" "Yes." "How so?" "She's powerful, she's beautiful, she's wise. I mean, she always understands." "She does," Luna laughed bitterly. "You say that to me. Celestia, perfectly understanding, never misses anything. Don't insult me, Twilight. Or perhaps it is easier for you to just accept the legend of Nightmare Moon, where I, the jealous young sister, am wholly evil and irresponsible. Do you still hold some fear of that in your heart, my dear friend?" "No, of course not. And she's never misunderstood you." "I suppose you're right, Twilight," the marionette of Celestia hissed in its terrible, rasping voice. "You're not my student any more." "Shut up," Twilight snarled at it. The marionette remained motionless, unhearing, its beady glass eyes staring blindly out at nothing. "It's easier to believe that you did something wrong, isn't it?" Luna gave her a sympathetic look, as directly copied from Fluttershy as she could manage. "You're so used to being corrected by her, after all."
What?
Twilight was drawing in breaths in great gasps, beginning to hyperventilate. "Twilight," Luna said, trailing off, looking thoughtful. One of her sister's old lectures raised a hand in the gloom of the amphitheater that was the princess's ancient memory. "Let's talk about masks that ponies wear for each other."
"Ah."
Pinkie Pie tapped the frozen form of Luna a couple times, hoof bouncing off the little aura of blue light with the same bell-like ring that had pierced the air as her horn had made contact with the unicorn's forehead.
"I hope that's what's supposed to happen."
Every pony looked at Rarity, who regarded their stares incredulously.
"I have no idea why you'd think I'd know one way or the other."
"You're a unicorn, aren't you?" Rainbow Dash asked.
Rarity gave her a glare.
"Oh, is that how it is?" She waved a hoof. "Why don't we ask Fluttershy about high-speed racing, then?"
"I could do some research."
Fluttershy pawed the floor in front of her.
"If that would help."
"You're not helping, dear."
Gals,
Applejack said nervously. Rainbow Dash rolled her eyes.
"It's more like, let's ask her about flying," she said, her wings fluttering irritably. "I mean, can't you, I don't know, sense if things are okay? I mean, whatever the princess did to Twilight seemed pretty serious."
"I have no idea, Rainbow Dash. I really do not,"
Rarity declared.
Every pony, Spike backed away from Twilight and Luna nervously.
Twilight's horn was lit and building up a charge of magic in a dreadfully familiar way.
"This is really important."
Applejack grabbed Pinky and hauled her into cover.
"What?"
Rainbow Dash and Rarity snapped at the same time. "Duck," Spike said, eyes wide, "and cover your ears."
"No," Twilight howled. "I don't want to hear about masks ever again. It's not...
She cast about frantically, words failing her. "None of it was true. None of it."
"Struck a nerve," Luna said, stunned.
The world around them shifted and whirled horribly. Even Luna, mistress of dreams, had to brace herself against the lurch of the dreamscape,
destabilizing rapidly. Twilight's mind had become a riot of pain and self-loathing, horrible images rising and melting away grotesquely, howling and gibbering insanely. Despite having swum through the collective nightmares of Ponykind as a matter of routine, despite having lived in nightmare for a millennium, Luna found herself distressed.
"Twilight," Luna called. The ground shifted under her, forcing her to lift off with her wings. It was like moving them through something viscous and clawing.
"Twilight, please listen to me."
"No."
Luna found herself capable, even in this hellish tempest, of rolling her eyes irritably. Back to square one.
Once again, she focused her powers, trying to see through the horrific, mind-bending tumult of the collapsing dreamscape. There was a little nexus, deeper. She dove as best she could. Twilight's defenses were no longer logic traps or image games. She was trying to force Luna out with thick, slapping waves of repellent mental force, battering Luna as she tried to reach the little heart of thought where Twilight was trying to sequester herself. And it was working. Luna grimaced and focused all her power on moving forward. Here, there was no ground or sky. Luna was suspended in a chaotic, multi-hued haze, Twilight's loss of control reflected in her ability to focus on a meaningful narrative. Occasional nonsense visions swirled around the princess as she drove herself on. Here, a flock of little bird silhouettes passed her vision, suspended on their little strings. A little group of rainbow dashes passed her, snickering at her inability to move faster. Books swirled around her, flapping their covers like wings, pages snapping and biting. It was weird. Yet, Luna pressed on. Applejack poked her head up. The worst seemed to be over. Twilight's horn was still hissing and shooting bright, colorful sparks, illuminating the now gloomy room in a wavering, multi-hued half-light. The sparks shot high into the air, some burning the ceiling with vicious snarls of smoke, the rest petering out as they fell towards the ground. Applejack wasn't one to know, but it looked painful.
"Woo!" Pinkie Pie leapt out of a pile of books, dancing and whirling around happily. "It's like Twilight knew exactly what we needed to relax."
The pink pony hauled Fluttershy out from under a knocked-over display stand and began swirling the disoriented Pegasus around, singing and laughing. Applejack gave her a resigned sort of smile, then turned to Spike, who was getting to his feet awkwardly.
"That happen often?"
Not from her." He gave her a sheepish grin. "It's, usually me scorching things in my sleep these days."
Rarity rose, shaking her mane elegantly, and favored Spike with a bright smile.
"It was very gallant of you to cover me, dear," she said.
My pleasure.
Teensiest request, though, for the future."
She put a hoof on his chest and coughed a few times. Spike immediately fell to one knee, holding her upright.
"Try not to land on me quite so hard."
Rainbow Dash, extracting herself from the railing on the second floor landing, snickered. Applejack frowned at her and turned back to the gently sizzling Twilight. The unicorn's face was drunk with pleasure, slack and stupid.
"What's going on in there, Twi?"
Applejack whispered.
"Come on back to us, sugar cube."
Twilight had never been happier in her life.
Luna was so silly worrying about her. Everything was fine.
"Look, you're my faithful student," Celestia said. "See? Fine."
Floating in the void, a chunk of rock and finished stone floated lazily, a lone island of sanity in the formless sea of Twilight's mind. It was a section of Twilight's favorite hallway in the Halls of Dawn at Canterlot, bright crimson stone underfoot and beautiful white pillars forming flaring archways decorated with friezes of ponies building equestria.
She loved it here. It was a history lesson, a work of art, and the best place to watch the sunset in the entire castle. How many times had Twilight, as a filly, hauled a stack of thick books and just sat there reading by the light of the setting sun, under the watchful and amused gaze of a pair of royal guards? Dozens? Hundreds, maybe? So what could be wrong? Celestia sat before her, beautiful and regal as she had been in that afternoon.
Twilight, Twilight, listen. There's something I have to do now.
As she always was, and always had been, and always would be, her coat shimmered, her mane was bright and beautiful and flowing, not grayed.
You're so brave.
Not that it ever had been great, of course, because she was perfect in every way. And she was smiling beautifully. She was perfect.
You're my faithful student, Celestia said.
It was like hearing the universe singing to her. Twilight. Luna alighted on the flagstones, her hooves making a gentle clip-clop, wings fluttering and whipping weirdly in the non-air of the void. Her eyes were wide with horror, which made no sense, of course. Nothing was wrong. Twilight tried to get a better view of her, but she was having a hard time moving. Something was holding her in place, but somehow that felt right. And look, the chains were gold. Very shiny. Extremely nice. Jewelry, really. Anyways, Luna was coming up to her, so that saved Twilight the trouble of moving to see her. What are you? Luna gazed at her, looking as frightened as Twilight had ever seen her. The dark alicorn looked from Celestia to Twilight several times, looking more and more concerned each time. What happened to you, dearer than dear to my heart? Oh, Twilight. Oh, Twilight. The world throbbed. Agony pervaded everything. Luna stumbled, waving her head, mewling miserably.
Hello, Princess, Twilight said cheerfully.
Twilight, quickly. You're hurting yourself. You're using magic, shouldn't I? That is my special talent, after all. Isn't that why you chose me, Princess? This was addressed to Celestia, who stared down at Twilight lovingly.
You're my faithful student, Celestia said. See? Twilight smiled serenely.
Luna was blinking and tossing her head as if she had been struck. Twilight, you need to tell me what happened to you when my sister... The princess swallowed, bracing herself.
What happened when Celestia came to you this afternoon? Tell me.
Twilight watched the magic surrounding the command swirl around her, breaking across her face like waves on a cliffside. She giggled.
Oh, nothing, Princess. We just talked about some silly things, and then Princess Celestia said she had to go.
I never meant to hurt you like this. Luna's ears pricked up. What was that? What's that behind you?
Oh, nothing. Twilight looked up as much as the golden chains would let her at Celestia, who beamed down at her.
Isn't that right? Nothing can hurt us.
You're my faithful student, Celestia agreed.
But Luna was already prowling around Twilight, her breath ragged and harsh, as if she'd seen a corpse. The universe exploded into a storm of pain.
Ooh, Pinkie Pie said. Pretty.
Twilight's eyes and horn were throbbing with eye-aching intensity, filling the library with a harsh pink light. The light wasn't right. It cast shadows wrong and threw everything into a bizarre high contrast. A high-pitched whine filled the air.
It's a bit like this as the rain boom starts, Dash shouted over the noise. I don't think it's supposed to last this long.
Oh, you think?
Applejack's teeth were aching like mad and tears were streaming down her face.
What was your first clue?
This is really bad, guys, Spike shouted.
I think we should get out of here.
Rarity was whimpering in his arms, waving her hooves at her horn as if it were a knife stabbed into her forehead.
I don't think we can run far enough, Fluttershy said, her voice barely audible.
She was looking at Twilight ablaze.
We just have to trust Luna.
Luna fell back into Twilight's field of vision, rolling on the ground, clutching her head and howling.
There's nothing back there I want to talk about, Twilight said, calm as a clear summer night.
Luna rolled to her hooves, blood trailing from her nose, spilling onto the crimson flagstones in little drops which were quickly absorbed into the stone.
Thou art most fortunate that we hold thee in such esteem, else we wouldst leave thee to destroy thyself as thou saw fit, she rasped,
pain making it hard for her to focus on how she was speaking.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understood you.
Wretch, Luna spat. She glared into Twilight's happy smile.
I'm not a wretch, Luna. That's a very unkind thing to say about any pony, especially in the vernacular usage of approximately 1,000 years ago. Isn't that right, Princess?
You're my faithful student, Celestia said.
Twilight glowed with pleasure.
She spoke to thee, Luna began, heaving great breaths. She spoke to you about masks, didn't she?
Isn't that a silly thing to talk about? But how did you know?
Luna gave a wry grin.
Thou art not the first to hear it. Perhaps the second, though.
In that case, I'm honored.
You are honored,
Luna growled. She was getting back in control of herself.
She was trying to take hers off for you.
Twilight felt the bindings around her grow tighter.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
No, you don't.
Luna heaved another great breath and sat up. Next to the spectacular vision of Celestia, she seemed small and ragged, not a princess at all. A pale, jealous shadow of the magnificent vision of the sun, unbroken.
I'm so proud of you.
The universe shivered again. Luna was racked with coughs, blood spilling from her nose and mouth, but her eyes didn't leave Twilight's. They were lit with inner power, cold and hard as the very stars in the sky.
Twilight, you are a wise and intelligent pony. Was Celestia acting rationally?
Of course she was. She always does. Luna's face lit up with bitter fury.
Don't just answer. Think!
This time, the magical command leaked into Twilight's mind, which was no longer allowing itself to be deceived quite so readily. The memory of Celestia's voice called to her, chilling her to her very core, but it woke up the parts of her she was trying to put to sleep.
Think!
The part of Twilight which was always, always watching, that was crushing tea sets in the waking world, spoke. It was Twilight, pure and untrammeled, ever vigilant, ever thinking, ever eager, ever ready.
I've seen that spell before, it said. It's not really a spell at all, actually.
How did Celestia describe it? Letting the sun shine. She lets a little of that immortal power show through, visually and magically impressive. Makes ponies susceptible to suggestion.
No, Twilight whispered. She wasn't.
Good, Luna rasped.
Keep going.
Twilight squealed in pain as the bindings constricted. Blood leaked at their edges on her hooves.
Focus, Twilight, Luna urged, her voice pained. Set aside your fear and solve the problem.
It had been so intense. It had been like being drunk and hopped up on endorphins all at once, but 10 times over. Celestia had been out of control. She had been in a hurry. Why? What had happened to her?
Luna was watching her carefully, wiping away little trickles of blood from her nose from time to time.
"I," Twilight tried to say, but a golden muzzle snapped around her mouth.
"Twilight, you need to let yourself look at the truth," Luna said.
"Whoop."
"No, you're just holding it in your mind. You saw it. You know what the truth is. You know this isn't and has never been the truth," Luna indicated the beautiful radiant Celestia before Twilight.
"You're my faithful student," Celestia said.
Twilight's heart fluttered. Half of her ached just to accept this wonderful creature's praise forever. The alternative filled her with dread, the dread of uncertainty, the fear that she might never hear those all too important words again, or that they had been hollow and untrue.
"I love you so much."
If the pain had before been agony, this was indescribable. Luna howled in misery as the void around them roared with brutal flashes of lightning. Twilight's anguish was complete and total.
"Is that what you really want?" Luna snapped, her voice thick with emotion and wet with blood.
"This thing, this vision that was planted here, you've certainly tended it with care." Her wings billowed outwards as she raged.
"Look at it, Twilight. Really look at it."
Twilight looked up. The vile mannequin's beady glass eyes leered down at her horribly. Twilight's scream of revulsion was stifled by the manacles, and she struggled and pawed at the ground, trying to back away.
"Little filly, playing with dolls," Luna mocked. "The dream of a Celestia that's never wrong, that is never frightening or absent, a Celestia that won't hurt you or be displeased with you."
Luna sighed deeply, hacking up some more blood, and looked at Twilight seriously.
"A Celestia that cannot love you. Not really."
Twilight struggled against the chains, terror maddening in her. She felt skin tear, blood flow.
"Isn't that what you want? For her to love you?"
"Move, move." Twilight whined. She tossed her head, the flesh of her neck tearing under the choking golden collar.
"It's so easy to remember being her student and how she loved you then.
I know," Luna said thickly. "I know, Twilight. I remember.
Twilight, listen.
I remember the time before the nightmare, before Discord." She shook her head.
"But that time is now over. I am different. She is different. The world is different. The love we share, different."
Twilight thrashed her head around, denial whipping her into a frenzy.
"No, we can still have that. I have to prove to her I'm good enough, and she'll love me again. She won't leave me."
"I know you're scared, Twilight," Luna paused, heaving grotesquely. "I know you're scared, as much by what you want as by what you fear could be the case.
But you're strong, Twilight. You can overcome it. You can see the truth. You just have to choose to see it."
Twilight sobbed mutely into the muzzle. It bit down hard, crushing her teeth together. She moaned in agony.
"Twilight, Twilight," Luna shouted, swaying and bleeding.
The void around them spasmed horribly.
"You have to look. Yes, you can. You have to decide. Analyze your fear. Control it. Don't let it control you."
The pain of the shackles, the fear, was unbearable. The jingle of the chains whispered their poison directly into her mind.
"She doesn't love you anymore. You failed her. You were never special, just a whim, an amusement for a bored goddess. She knows, Twilight, and she doesn't care. She abandoned you. Because you don't matter anymore. She doesn't love you. She never did. She can't. Celestia is dying." Twilight's eyes surged with tears. Twilight, just face the fear, Luna yelped. She was tottering around, barely able to stand for pain. Twilight shook her head. That wasn't the way to deal with this. She couldn't just face by what the princess meant, really, ignore the whispered terrors. Every last one of those things could very well be true. She didn't know. Not knowing was why they were so cutting, why they leapt straight to the bone. Things had gone wrong between her and Celestia, after all. But they were all part of a bigger fear. Something in Twilight knew Luna was mistaken. Celestia hadn't tried to show Twilight what was behind the mask. It had fallen off in front of her, and Twilight had seen her beautiful, shining idol, her beloved mentor, in pain, in fear, in confusion and desperation. Imperfect. And now Twilight felt the realization settling in her mind. Celestia had hurt her. Not on purpose, but it had been the princess's out-of-control magic that had sent Twilight's mind deep inside itself. Well, something like that anyways. Twilight wasn't really sure yet. But it had been her own fear keeping her here. Maybe the future held a life without Celestia one way or the other. Maybe everything was a lie. Twilight felt the terror of not knowing, war with the dread of what might be confirmed if she learned the truth, in her chest. Great armies of illogic and panic clashing in her, making her heart throb and her stomach heave. "Since when," said the voice that was always watching, "does Twilight Sparkle satisfy herself with not knowing?" Pinky sense, something in her wheedled. Oh, shut up. Everything that was Twilight groaned. That was only the one time. The unicorn's face set in a grim expression of determination. The truth, be it agony or glory, was what she wanted and deserved. Once she knew it, she could take the next step towards whatever fate she could make from that point on. Maybe, if things were right, even towards that shining dream she didn't let herself remember, because it was so precious and ethereal that she suspected even acknowledging it would make it vanish. Twilight closed her eyes and breathed deeply, the chains no longer binding or cutting. She took all the fear inside herself, accepted it, and let herself feel terrified. Let the darkest dream she dared roll through her mind. Around her the void pulsed and raged in sympathy. Luna, blood now pouring from her face, freely stared in horror, clearly sensing the torment Twilight was willingly inflicting on herself. And yet, despite the fear, in spite of the fear, to spite the fear, Twilight decided to see the truth. Moving through the chains as if there were smoke, Twilight turned her battered body and saw, once again, the broken, graying Celestia, wasted and ruined. She had that same exhausted, loving smile on her face, weak but honest, as she gazed up at Twilight. "You are so brave, my faithful student." "I think I'm ready to wake up now," Twilight said. Luna wandered up to her lamely and gave her a gentle nuzzle. "It's about time." Twilight's eyes opened wide. A pressing need presented itself. "Bucket," Luna barked. "Now!" Spike held it out, but Luna's magic grabbed it and thrust it before Twilight's face, just as she was noisily sick. "Ew!" Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash made disgusted faces. Fluttershy turned slightly green.
"Yeah, saw that coming,"
Applejack said unhappily. "Magic ain't got nothing to do with it if you need a bucket that badly." "Don't be too hard on her," Luna said, slumping into a seat exhausted.
Sometimes there are things you just need to get out.